Welcome everybody, Shir number 1274, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the writing is Shir number 426. So we previously spoke about the halachas of eating vegetables during a meal, right? We're in the middle of talking about halachas of when one has to make a bracha in the middle of a meal where they wash for bread and they ate the right amount in the right amount of time. So we previously spoke about the halachas of eating vegetables during a meal, and if one has to actually make a bracha. We stated definitely cook vegetables, one would not have to make a bracha, right? Cook vegetables is usually part of the main staple foods, whether it's a side dish or not, but in general, cook vegetables is what somebody eats as one of the main staples foods. You also have a salad. The Sefer Yetzirah Halacha brought down a regular salad of vegetables. In general, one would not make a bracha. It's usually a course of the meal, a regular salad made up of vegetables. In general, says the Yetzirah Halacha, one would not have to make a bracha. We also mentioned the fact that some poskim hold that nowadays vegetables are eaten as part of a meal. So they hold, there are some poskim will hold a little bit different, that nowadays the metzias change, right? We saw with the, if I remember correctly, Shari Tshuva over there in the Shulchan Aruch said that which the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufayin Zayin, Simin, that yarukas, that vegetables are part of the meal, is going on cooked vegetables. When you're dealing with raw vegetables, not. But some want to say that nowadays, the metzias of the way vegetables are eaten change, and it's taka part of a regular meal, and therefore, in other words, it's a meal-type food to an extent. So we mentioned in that case, one should eat the vegetables if they're eating raw vegetables, not part of a salad, they're not cooked, you know, just like this. They should try and eat it with a little bit of bread. Like this, in general, you keep yourself clear from the machlekes. If you eat different fruits with bread, right, depending on, you know, what part of the meal, but bread would help, and especially if it's, let's say, like desserts, you would have to eat with every bite of the fruit bread, but if you eat every bite of fruit, a piece of bread together with it, so then even by desserts, fruits and these type of things, it would help also. One would not have to make a bracha. Okay, the other parts of the meal we spoke about, if you need every bite or you need just the beginning and the end, but dessert definitely, fruits, one would have to eat every bite together. Okay, but I don't want to get off on the tangent now, but getting back to the vegetables, so to get out of the vegetable issue, just to eat it with a little bit of bread and you should be good to go. It's pretty clear from the main achronim though, that if one takes, let's say somebody takes a vegetable or two in the middle of the meal, just as a snack, right? Sort of, they want to munch on, for example, let's say they'll take they'll take something along the lines like a small tomato, those little baby tomatoes. Sometimes somebody takes a little carrot or even a big carrot, but many times you have these little, I'm just giving something that is a little more common, the little carrots. Sometimes people munch on two, three carrots, the little carrots, baby carrots, baby tomatoes, these type of things. Lav dafka those things, but that's something that somebody might even snack on, because more of a scenario whereby we'll say you have to make a bracha, but definitely it's pretty clear from the main achronim that if one takes a vegetable or two in the middle of the meal just to snack on, like we said, those pieces would be just like taking a piece of cantaloupe or melon, something along those lines, and they would taka have to make a bracha, assuming that they did not eat it with bread, so then they would have to make a bracha on that. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, I do want to mention, it's lav dafka, a baby tomatoes, a baby carrots, these type of things. It could be a larger tomato also. A person cuts off a little piece of tomato, right? And they're not eating with the main dish. It's like just, it's you're running into a problem of having to make a bracha. So again, we said, that one should try and eat it with a little bit of bread. Again, it is a machlokes. There are those who hold that nowadays things that change, but we saw it's pretty clear from many major achronim that one would have to make a bracha in that situation if they do not eat it together with bread. Now, it's definitely a good idea if one knows they will be munching on these vegetables throughout the course of the meal or part of the meal or whatever the case is, and it's not part of the meal, they might just take a piece of carrot or maybe a piece of tomato or whatever, just, on the side, if you want to call it, not part of the main dish, not part of a salad, not cooked vegetables, but just plain old raw vegetables. So it's another good idea to make a bracha on a piece of vegetable before they go to wash, which is another thing we keep on mentioning. You could do that before you go to wash. You could take a little small piece, a but you have to make sure that the piece that you eat, the piece of vegetable you make adama before you go to wash for bread, and make sure that it's less than a kazayas, right? It could even be from the vegetable you'll be eating. But you make adama, eat a small piece, make sure it's less than a kazayas, so you don't get yourself into a question of having to make it after bracha, and have in mind all the vegetables during the meal. So that's a good thing to do. Let's say you take a small little piece of tomato. I'm just giving an example, right? You make a burpee adama, have in mind all the vegetables you'll eat during the meal, and like this, you're in the clear. Whether you eat a raw vegetable, cooked vegetable, regular vegetable, salad, not salad, you're in the clear. You made adama, you had in mind all the vegetables throughout the meal. You ate less than a kazayis. You don't have a question of a bar nefashais when you ate it before going to wash, and then you would be good to go. So that's another way of working with it. All right, but it's an important thing we should all keep in mind that vegetables, you know, it's not just fruits, chocolates, potato chips, popcorn, these type of things we've been talking about, but vegetables are a very questionable situation in certain circumstances like we've been talking about. These halachas are basically brought down in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Eitzer Sefer Eitzer Halachas brings it down from Kuf Ayin Zayin, Ois Cotton Hay, B'Shem the Kafachayim and others. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and Baruch Kol Tov.